Chapter 31.
1. And he heard the words of the sons of Laban, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was to our father, and from that which was to our father he has gotten all this wealth. 2. And Jacob saw the face of Laban, and, behold, it was not toward him as before. 3. And Yahweh said to Jacob, Go back to the land of your fathers and to your kindred, and I will be with you. 4. And Jacob sent and called for Rachel and for Leah to come to the field, to his flocks. 5. And he said to them, I see your father's face, that it is not toward me as before. But the Elohim of my father has been with me. 6. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. 7. And your father has cheated me and has changed my wages 10 times. And Elohim has not let him do evil to me. 8. And if he said this, The speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said this, The striped shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore striped. 9. And Elohim has taken away the livestock of your father and has given to me. 10. And it happened at the time the flock was in heat, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams leaping on the flock were striped, speckled, and spotted. 11. And the messenger of Elohim spoke to me in a dream, Jacob. And I said, I am here. 12. And he said, Lift up your eyes and see all the rams leaping on the flock, they are striped, speckled and spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. 13. I am the El of Bethel, there where you anointed the pillar, where you vowed a vow to me. Now rise up, go out of this land and go back to the land of your kindred. 14. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, Is there yet to us a portion and an inheritance in the house of our father? 15. Are we not counted strangers by him? For he has sold us, and selling he has sold us for silver. 16. For all the wealth which Elohim has taken from our father, it is for us and for our sons. And now all that which Elohim has said to you, do. 17. And Jacob arose and set his sons and his wives on camels. 18. And he drove all the livestock, and he took all his goods which he had gotten, livestock of his property which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, to come to his father Isaac, to the land of Canaan. 19. And Laban went to shear his sheep. And Rachel stole the Teraphim idols which were her father's. 20. And Jacob deceived the heart of Laban the Syrian, for he did not tell him that he was about to flee. 21. And he and all that was to him fled. And he rose up and crossed the river and set his face to Mount Gilead. 22. And on the third day Laban was told that Jacob had fled. 23. And he took his brothers with him and pursued him, 7 days' journey. And he overtook him in the mountain of Gilead. 24. And Elohim came to Laban the Syrian in a dream of the night, and said to him, Watch out for yourself, that you not speak with Jacob from good to evil. 25. And Laban overtook Jacob. And Jacob had pitched his tent at the mount. And Laban with his brothers had pitched at Mount Gilead. 26. And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done? And you have deceived my heart and have taken my daughters like captives of the sword. 27. Why did you hide so as to flee, and have deceived me and have not told me? And I would have sent you away with rejoicing and with music, with tabret and with harp. 28. And you have not let me kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have been foolish to do this. 29. It is in the power of my hand to do you harm. But the Elohim of your fathers spoke to me last night, saying, Watch out for yourself that you do not speak with Jacob from good to evil. 30. And now surely you have gone because you have longed after your father's house. Why have you stolen my gods? 31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid. For I said, Lest by force you take your daughters from me. 32. With whomever you find your gods, he shall not live before our brothers here. See for yourself what is with me, and take it to you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. 33. And Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two slave girls, and he did not find. And he went out of Leah's tent and came into Rachel's tent. 34. And Rachel had taken the household idols and put them into the camel's saddle, and she sat on them. And Laban felt around all the tent, but did not find. 35. And she said to her father, Let no anger be in the eyes of my master, for I am not able to rise before your face, for the way of women is to me. And he searched for and did not find the household idols. 36. And Jacob was angry, and he argued with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my transgression, what is my sin that you have hotly pursued me? 37. For you have felt around all my articles, what have you found from all the articles of your house? Set it here before my brothers and your brothers and let them decide between the two of us. 38. Now I was with you 20 years. Your ewes and your she-goats have not failed to bear, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. 39. I did not bring to you the mangled, I replaced it. From my hand you exacted it, that stolen by day and that stolen by night. 40. I was there, by day the heat consumed me, and the cold by night. And my sleep fled from my eyes. 41. Now I have been 20 years in your house, I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you have changed my wages 10 times. 42. Except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham and the fear of Isaac, had been for me, truly now you would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen my affliction and the toil of my palm, and last night he judged. 43. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, The daughters are my daughters and the sons my sons. And the flocks are my flocks, yea, all which you see, it is mine and my daughters. What can I do to these today, or to their sons whom they have borne? 44. And now come, let us cut the covenant, you and me, and let it be a witness between you and me. 45. And Jacob took a stone and set it up as a memorial. 46. And Jacob said to his brothers, Gather stones. And they took stones and they made a memorial pillar. 47. And Laban called it, Heap of the Testimony. And Jacob called it in Hebrew, Galeed. 48. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between you and between me today, so he called its name Galeed. 49. Also, Mitzpah, for he said, May Yahweh watch between you and me, for we are hidden, when we are out of sight, each from his neighbor. 50. If you will not afflict my daughters, and if you will not take wives above my daughters, no man is with us. Behold, Elohim is a witness between you and me. 51. And Laban said to Jacob, Behold this heap, and behold the pillar which I have set between you and me. 52. This heap is a witness, and the pillar is a testimony. As for me, I will not pass over this heap to you, and as for you, you will not pass over this heap and this pillar for evil to me. 53. The Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, let judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. 54. And Jacob sacrificed his sacrifice on the mountain, and called his brothers to eat bread. And they ate bread and lodged on the mountain. 55. And Laban rose up early in the morning and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban went away and returned to his own place.
Chapter 32.
1. And Jacob went on his way, and the cherubs of Elohim met him. 2. And when he saw them, Jacob said, This is the camp of Elohim. And he called the name of that place, Mahanaim.
3. And Jacob sent messengers before his face to his brother Esau, to the land of Seir, the field of Edom. 4. And he commanded them, saying, You shall say to my master, to Esau, Your servant Jacob says this, I have sojourned with Laban and remained until now.
5. And it is mine to have oxen, and donkeys, flocks, and slaves and slave girls. And I have sent to tell my master, to find favor in your eyes. 6, and the messengers came back to Jacob, saying, We came to your brother Esau, and also he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. 7, and Jacob was afraid, and he was very distressed. And he divided the people with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, into two camps. 8, and he said, If Esau comes to the one company and strikes it, then it will be, the company that is left shall escape. 9, and Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham and Elohim of my father Isaac, Yahweh, who said to me, Go back to your land and to your kindred and I will deal well with you. 10, I am not worthy of all the mercies and all the truth which you have done for your servant, for I passed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. 11, deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and strike me, mother to sons. 12, and you said, Dealing I will deal well with you, and I will make your seed like the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. 13, and he remained there that night. And he took a present from what came into his hand, for his brother Esau, 14, 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 rams, 15, 30 nursing camels with their 30 colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-donkeys and 10 young donkeys. 16, and he gave into the hand of his slaves every drove by itself. And he said to his slaves, Pass over before my face and put a space between drove and drove. 17, and he commanded the first ones, saying, When my brother Esau meets you and asks, saying, Whose are you, and where do you go, and whose are these before your face? 18, then you will say, Your servant Jacob's, it is a present sent to my master, to Esau, and, behold, also he's behind us. 19, and he also commanded the second, also the third, even all the ones going after the droves, saying, You shall speak this word to Esau when you find him. 20, and you shall also say, Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will cover his face by the present, the one going before my face, and afterward I will see his face, perhaps he will lift up my face. 21, and the present passed before his face, and he remained in the camp that night. 22, and he rose up that night and took his two wives, and his two slave girls, and his 11 children. And he passed over the ford Jabbok. 23, and he took them and sent them over the stream, and sent over that which was his. 24, and Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the rising of the dawn. 25, and he saw that he had not prevailed against him. And he touched on his hip socket, and Jacob's hip socket was unhinged as he wrestled with him. 26, and he said, Send me away, for the dawn has ascended. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. 27, and he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. 28, and he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with Elohim and with men, and have prevailed.
29, and Jacob asked and said, Please reveal your name. And he said, Why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, because I saw Elohim face to face, and my life is delivered. 31. And the sun rose on him as he passed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh. 32. On account of this the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket until this day, because he struck on Jacob's hip socket, on the sinew of the thigh.
Chapter 33.
1. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and, behold, Esau was coming, and 400 men with him. And he divided the children to Leah, and to Rachel, and to the two slave girls.
2. And he put the slave girls and their children first, and Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. 3. And he passed over in front of them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came even to his brother. 4. and Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. 5. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children. And he said, Who are these with you? And he said, The children with whom Elohim has favored your servant. 6. And the slave girls came near, they and their children, and they bowed. 7. And Leah and her children also came near and bowed. And afterward Rachel and Joseph came near and bowed. 8. And he said, Whose is all this camp which I met? And he said, To find favor in the eyes of my master. 9. And Esau said, I have much, my brother. Let what you have be to yourself. 10. And Jacob said, No, please, if I now have found favor in your eyes, take my present from my hands. For I have seen your face, like seeing the face of Elohim, and you are pleased with me. 11. Please take my blessing which has been brought to you, because Elohim has favored me, and because I have all things. And he urged him, and he accepted. 12. And he said, Let us depart and go, and I will go with you. 13. And he said to him, My master knows that the children are tender, and the flocks in the herds with me are suckling. And if they overdrive them one day, all the flocks will die. 14. Please let my master go before the face of his servant, and I will move on by stages at my ease, according to the feet of the livestock which are before me, and according to the pace of the boys, until I come into my master to Seir. 15. And Esau said, Please let me place with you some of the people who are with me. And he said, Why, then? Let me find favor in the eyes of my master. 16. And Esau returned on his way towards Seir that day. 17. And Jacob traveled to Succoth. And he built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. For this reason he called the name of the place Succoth.
18. And Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, as he came from Paddan Aram, and he camped in front of the city. 19. And he bought that part of the field where he had pitched his tent, from the hand of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. 20. And he set up an altar there, and he called it, El, the Elohi of Israel.
Chapter 34.
1. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. 2. And Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, and took her, and lay with her, and humbled her. 3. And his soul clung to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the girl, and spoke to the heart of the girl. 4. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, Take this girl for me for a wife. 5. And Jacob heard that he had defiled his daughter Dinah, and his sons were with his livestock in the field, and Jacob kept silent until they had come. 6. And Hamor the father of Shechem went out to Jacob to speak with him. 7. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard, and the men were furious, and they were very angry, because he had done folly in Israel, to lie with the daughter of Jacob, and it should not be done in this way.
8. And Hamor spoke with them, saying, My son Shechem's soul has longed to your daughter. Please give her to him for a wife. 9. And you intermarry with us, give your daughters to us, and take our daughters for yourselves. 10. And live with us, and the land is before you, live and trade in it, and get property in it. 11. And Shechem said to her father, and to her brothers, Let me find favor in your eyes, and what you say to me I will give. 12. Heap on me ever so much bright price and gift, and I will give as you say to me, but give me the girl for a wife. 13. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and his father Hamor, speaking with deceit because he had defiled their sister Dinah. 14. And they said to them, We are not able to do this thing, to give our sister to a man who is uncircumcised. For it is a reproach to us. 15. Only on this condition will we consent to you, if you will become like us, to have every male of you circumcised. 16, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will live with you and will become a united people.
17, and if you do not listen to us, to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will go. 18, and their words were good in the eyes of Hamor and the son of Hamor, Shechem. 19, and the young man did not hesitate to do the thing, for he delighted in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. 20, and Hamor and his son Shechem came to the gate of their city, and they spoke with the men of their city, saying, 21, these men are peaceable with us, and let them live in the land and trade in it, and behold, the land is wide on both hands before them. Let us take their daughters for ourselves for wives, and let us give our daughters to them.
22, only in this way will the men consent to us to live with us, to become a united people, that every male of us be circumcised as they are circumcised. 23, shall not their livestock, and their property, and all their beasts of burden be ours? Only let us consent to them, and let them live with us. 24, and all those going out of the gate of the city listened to Hamor, and to his son Shechem. And every male was circumcised, all those going out of the gate of the city. 25, and it happened on the third day, they being pained, that the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword. And they came on the city in its security, and killed every male. 26, and they killed Hamor and his son Shechem by the edge of the sword. And they took Dinah from the house of Shechem, and went out. 27, the sons of Jacob came on the slain and looted the city, because they had defiled their sister. 28, they took their flocks and their herds and their donkeys, and whatever was in the city, and whatever was in the field. 29, and they took all their wealth, and all their little ones, and their wives, and looted all that was in the house.
30, and Jacob said to Simeon and to Levi, you have troubled me, to make me stink among those living in the land, among the Canaanites, and among the Perizzites, and I being few in number, and they gathering against me, they will strike me, and I and my house shall be wasted. 31, and they said, should he treat our sister like a harlot,